CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
We had the Mariners medal night on Friday night. We've got Nick Montgomery on the show just before 7:30. The captain of the Mariners announcing his retirement from the A-League. So looking forward to him coming on the show. And then I followed it up on Saturday with a going away in Sydney, right?
Yeah.
And I rarely go to Sydney. I thought I'd go to Sydney a lot more living on the coast, but I rarely go. So when everything's here, I don't need to go to Sydney.
And
but
you realise how far it gets, especially if you're going on public transport. You're like, it's 2 hours down there, 2 hours back.
And we had a going away on the Saturday in Bondi for friends that are moving to Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go. It was a pretty big deal. Luckily, we got a lift with Alan, who works here. So we
So we
skipped the train line. And then we thought, do I want to get a train back at like 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday to the coast? Because we had to come back because Jamie, my fiance, was working. So otherwise we would have just stayed in Sydney. But we had to come back and I thought, I couldn't think of anything worse after a night out at the Mariners Medal Ball on Friday night, Saturday, you know, out in Bondi for a going away, to get on a train and come back. Nah.
You decided to be fancy, didn't you?
I thought, we've done a bit of work with Dave from Top End Limos. I'm going to get in touch with my mate from Top End Limos and just see what the go is and see if he had a spare limo. And can I just say, I recommend this to anyone, right? I know you've got your school formals and your, you know, your awards nights and stuff that you want to book a limo for. But if you want to look fancy on the sly, just book a limo for Just a dinner.
Just a casual Saturday night.
Just a real casual setting. Book a limo. Don't say anything to anyone. Let the limo pick you up and just get in like it's nothing. Just, see you guys. Just got my limo here. I'm out of here.
I can just imagine you sitting at home on a Saturday night in your tracksuit pants. Yeah. Be like, I'm going to order some pizza. But instead of getting them to deliver it, I'm going to get a limo to go and pick it up.
Well, here's the thing, Rach. You need people around for it to work because people need to be able to see. I mean, it's no good just picking me up from home and no one sees.
You just need all the attention. You need to make sure that everyone can see you getting out of the limo.
It needs to be in a high traffic situation. So I'm telling you, guys, listen up. If you want to impress your girlfriend, wife, or a date, do the limo thing and don't say anything. Just let the limo rock up.
Did you get asked for an autograph by people who thought?
Well, so here's the thing. Bondi's pretty fancy for stuff like that. If you ever look at the Daily Mail, it's all just people, you know, slopping around Bondi trying to get a photo taken.
Mm-hmm.
And the limo went to pick us up from Ravisi's, which is right on the waterfront.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 10 o'clock at night. And I come down and Dave from Top End Limos is standing there. There's a few people standing around. There's a lot of tourists from other countries there. And there's this just limo out of nowhere. And I've walked out of, it's, you know, 10 o'clock, I've walked out of Ravisi's over to the limo and Dave's standing there. People start taking photos of Jamie and I. They start taking, as if we're celebrities. And I said to Dave, what's going on? He said, mate, whenever I pull the limo up, people always come up and ask who it's for. And I said, well, did you just tell them it was, you know, whoever? He goes, no. I always like to create a bit of drama and say, top secret, can't say. So it builds this interest and there's people standing around. So Jamie and I are posing for photos in front of the limo.
No, you did not.
I almost bloody signed a baby on the way out. Some chick's boob. There you go, Dale. Just sign the boob and get into the limo.
Everyone's standing around. Oh, my God, is that the guy from Home and Away? Is that a big Hollywood star? Nope, it's just Gordy and Jamie from the Central Coast.
Oh, well, you know. Take it.
Some poor guy's got your signature thinking that you're bloody Tom Cruise or something.
Some paparazzi from the Daily Mail went back to the office and went, who were these two? And they went, nah, never seen them.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
I wanted to bring this up today because Bree's not here.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've kind of half talked about it in the studio, but then it hasn't gone any further. And it's based around this giraffe in New York City, April the Giraffe, which the world was captivated by.
Yeah, so basically she was pregnant. The park that she was at, the Animal Adventure Park in New York, decided to set up a Facebook Live of her birth. Now,
it dragged on.
It dragged on for like literally 2 months.
But I just read this morning that giraffes go into, they're pregnant for about 15 months anyway, which I didn't know that.
Yeah, but I don't think the labour's supposed to last 2 months.
Yeah, well,
months.
True. Yeah, that was pretty hardcore, wasn't it? I watched the video of the birth this morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, it's
almost
not,
made me gag.
It's not pretty.
No one's there for it. The giraffe just literally drops out the bottom.
I think they try and make it as natural as possible. Right. There were people standing by off camera just in case something went wrong.
But the baby landed on its neck.
Yeah.
Like, it actually came out and landed on its neck.
Yeah.
Can't do any damage?
I guess not.
It looked like it could.
I don't know.
And then the bit that come out after that.
Oh, don't, because I don't want to think about it.
Anyway, we had the guy on from New York City talking about it from the zoo, and we went around the room and we made a bet with each other, and we put some money on it, and we tried to pick a date. Now, this was in March. Heading into April, and it turned out, so the date she ended up having the giraffe?
16th of April.
16th of April. I should have, 16 is my favourite number. I would have picked that. But at that point, it was a month
away.
She
had already been a month that they'd said she was in labour kind of thing. So
this is what we went around the room and said. Can we go around the room and pick a date and see who gets the closest to this thing and keep a close eye? $10 each. 23rd from me. 25th from Rach.
28th.
28th from you.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so that was for March.
Mm-hmm.
And then it extended into April.
Mm-hmm.
So we said whoever gets closest, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that technically Bree? Because she said what did she say, the 28th?
She said the 28th. It was technically Bree, but I have a problem with this.
What?
Because she changed her date, if you remember.
What was it originally?
You were the 23rd.
Yes.
She went the 24th and I went the 25th.
Yeah, but you can change your date before it gets locked in.
Which is fair enough. But the reason that she did it was because she wanted to be last so that if it happened afterwards.
She had the whole of that time.
Whole,
but we should have said, look, if it doesn't happen within that week, we'd go again. Do we at any point say that?
Because after the 28th passed, it had gotten into the first week of April and we had discussions and we went, do we want to go again now? Because it's been a week after.
Yeah.
Shall we go again?
And she refused.
You and I were both okay with it, but she refused.
She said, no, I was the 28th.
Now,
I win.
She said the 28th. 20 days after April gave birth. I think that is grounds to not pay the bet.
Okay. So you think disqualification
because
based on the time.
You said the 23rd.
Right.
And we made that bet a week before. So I will give her a week after.
Okay.
And that's it.
I agree with you. And nothing has been said since.
No.
But I still feel like it hangs over our head and I still feel like she wants that money. So without her here today, can we all just agree? And anyone that's listening right now, if you ever get to talk to Bree or see her, don't reveal. Don't say that we...
Just don't mention
it. Don't even bring it up that there's any money owed anywhere.
How long do you reckon it'll go on for?
Before she brings it up?
Yeah.
Well, what's the date today? Let's put a mark on it today.
The date is the 15th of May.
15th of May. Okay, so between me, you, and everyone that's listening right now, today's the 15th of May. We won't say anything. No one else say anything. I bet you someone does. And we'll see when she brings it up. Do you want to have a bet on that?
No,
I'm not betting on the bet. I think it'll happen this month.
I reckon it'll happen this month.
Okay.
I reckon she'll remember. Something will happen or someone will tell her.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, remember that.
Just our little secret. Our little secret. And I tell you who I feel sorry for in all this. April, the giraffe, the poor thing, had to give birth in front of 1.2 million people.
Yeah, that's not great.
Come on.
That's not
Can't
great.
Even have her own say as to what she...
She just wants a little bit of privacy.
Exactly. Do you need that for the world to see?
No.
I don't think so.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
CFM.
Eurovision. When was the grand final on, Rach?
Sunday morning.
Sunday.
And I'm starting to think maybe I was one of the only people to watch it.
Did you set an alarm to get up and watch Eurovision?
No, but I had the TV on SBS and I kind of just woke up and...
What time did it kick off?
Oh, I think it was about 5 in the morning that I was watching them perform.
Wow.
So what happens was there was 26 countries in the final. So they had their two semis and they went into the final. 26 countries, they all performed their song and then they went into the voting. All the countries voted and then the public voted, but you couldn't vote. You can't vote for your own country.
Right, which is why I think, and you can't vote from Australia either at all.
Yes, you can.
Oh, can?
So you can vote publicly from Australia.
Oh.
And Lee Lin Chin made an appearance.
Lee Lin Chin,
she did our voting.
Did.
So yeah, you can vote from Australia and you could vote last year as well. I think maybe the first year.
How did our boy Isaiah Fire go? How did he go?
So
we've had him on this show. Great guy.
We have, and he's amazing.
Really
well
spoken, isn't he? He's awesome.
I didn't realise he was only 17, though.
Amazing.
Insane. Anyway, so he actually had a little bit of a vocal hiccup in the first semi. Got him through to the grand final still, performed it perfectly
this
in the grand
again?
Final, this same song, and we ended up coming ninth overall.
Our
so
man,
top 10
well
is
done.
Pretty good for Eurovision from Australia.
Well done, son. That is awesome. That's a good effort.
I think so too. So the country that ended up winning it was Portugal, and this is a pretty cool story, actually. So the guy that was performing for Portugal's name is Salvador Saudi or something like that.
Okay.
Salvador. Anyway, the cool thing about this is he went with his sister. He actually has a heart condition.
Oh, wow.
And can't leave Portugal for more than a week. So his sister wrote the song for him to perform. Then she went and did all the rehearsals for him so that because he couldn't be there.
Can I ask, does this stuff help, like The Voice? If you've got a little backstory, does it help you get in to win?
So.
I think it does.
I don't want to think so.
Is this a grab of his winning song?
So this is the winning song from Portugal.
All right. Ouves minhas preces, peço que
regresses, me volte. Salvador Sobral.
Respect the story, but that is boring, no?
That's what I thought,
that
too.
That is boring. I mean, that just goes to prove if you've got a backstory, come on.
I just don't want to think that it was the backstory. Anyway, he performed it beautifully. Beautiful backstory. Portugal were the winners of Eurovision, but they were not the winners for me.
I love this.
The Australian flag was on show at Eurovision. For this reason.
Yep.
Have a listen to this.
Jamala there with her new single.
Yes. And look to the man from Australia.
It's not the footy, mate.
And it's not the footy when you inevitably watch this back. Come on, we guess in this competition. We've only been here for a few years and your butt's not that great.
Yeah, well, it turned out he wasn't even from Australia, was he?
He
just grabbed the flag.
He was not from Australia. He is a Ukrainian guy that apparently is a fiend for doing things like this. He was wrapped in an Australian flag, jumped up on stage while last year's winner was performing her new single and dropped his dax. His name is Vitaly Siduk.
Yeah.
And he has now been arrested and is facing jail time. The thing that I don't understand, though, well, I kind of do understand, why did he have to grab the Australian flag?
I don't know.
Like, why did you go the Aussie flag,
mate? It was the Aussiest thing to do, though, get up and moon Eurovision. Like, as soon as I saw it, I went, that guy's Aussie ass.
Exactly. And I thought, would you look at this? This is going to happen. It's going to turn into a meme. The moment that Europe decided they regretted the decision to let Australia into Eurovision.
Can I just play this audio, Rach? Because you know who I had a lot of respect for?
Was
the chick that you mentioned that was singing. Did not break character for a second.
She didn't. Jamala.
Jamala, have a listen to her sing and I'll point out the bit where the moon gets dropped from the sky.
One of those days to come again. What a have a good thing. What a have a goal in life.
Right here.
You. But if you feel you've lost your way.
Not even a stumble or...
Complete professional. Well done, Jamala.
She knows how to handle it.
There is a bare bum on stage and you just keep pushing through, lass.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzie.
CFM.
Mariners medal night on Friday night. Great night at Crown Plaza in Terrigal.
Always is. All the boys are there. Everyone gets dressed up for it.
There was a bit of a surprise on Friday night that I wasn't expecting, but it was the moment that Nick Montgomery, captain of the Mariners, got up there and announced that he's retiring from playing professional football. I'm still going to play. He's still going to play though, right?
So the NPL, the National Premier League, he's going to be down at the Wollongong Wolves.
Okay. Nice, yep. And he scored the medal for goal of the year for the Mariners for this one.
On a pay to set it up, Montgomery to drive it! And he gave it the full Monty, did the Mariners skipper, and it nestles in the corner of the goal. Central Coast lead.
Shirt up the whole deal, and he joined us on the show right now. Morning, Monty.
Morning, guys.
How are you, mate? How'd you pull up after Friday night?
Yeah, good. Obviously, it was a bit of an emotional night. One that I'd sort of planned a week or two prior. So, it was obviously a fantastic night for the club.
So obviously,
but for myself, mixed emotions.
Yeah, obviously it was emotional for you, Monty. How much prep did you put into it? Because you ended up getting like a standing ovation from the room. I think I was crying.
There was a lot of love in the room for you, mate.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Like, I did write a speech, but I've never been one to sort of read from a script. And, yeah, when you stand up there and see everybody staring at you, I don't know, I think it's always the best way just to speak and let it come from your heart. And, yeah, that's what I did. To get a standing ovation was special. I've been lucky to have a few of them in my career. And, you know, just the fact that people appreciate what you've given and what you've done, you know, is really special.
And so you're sticking around the coast because you love the coast and you're going to stay with the club. There's a new role that's been introduced to the Mariners, which you're going to take on.
Yeah, look, you know, I spent the last sort of a month discussing with Paul Orcon and the CEO and the owner in regards to my future. And this role, sort of head of football, was one that, you know, most A-League clubs have. In fact, a couple of good friends of mine, Jacob Burns at Perth, Terry McFlynn at Sydney. So I think it shows where the club's heading. But for this role to come up at sort of this stage in my career, for them to sort of, you know, ask me if I'd be interested in it, you know, I just thought the body's not getting any younger, and, you know, people don't see, but every day, you know, training every single day for 20 years, you know, the ankles and the joints, people never see when you get up in the morning and you limp around for 10 minutes, you know, and come match day, the adrenaline kicks in, a few painkillers and anti-inflams, and you go out there and, again, people don't see the next couple of days where it's the recovery's pretty tough. But, you know, it wasn't an easy decision, but it was a decision that I made for all the right reasons. And I think it's a great transition for me, sort of, in life after football. And that's where the Wollongong Wolves came in, you know. They spoke to me and asked me if I'd sort of do a guest player stint down there for their last sort of 10-12 games of the NPL. And obviously it's never easy to sort of step down from the highest level, but I've never been afraid of a challenge. And yeah, I sort of went down there yesterday. We got a 2-0 win, so that was good. And yeah, I'm looking forward to the future.
Do you notice a big difference in the skill level? I mean, obviously playing A grade and then A-League, sorry, and then going there and playing there. Did the game feel any easier? Did you just sort of dominate? What did it feel like playing?
Oh, well, after not playing a game for 5 weeks, it was never going to be easy. But no, listen, there's some really good players at that level. And, you know, the reason I chose to go to Wollongong was, you know, old teammate Justin Passfield, the keeper there, and Hayden Morton plays centre-back. And to be honest, they've signed a Japanese boy up front. I think he's 33, 34, that played for Japan and played in the J1, J2. And there's a couple of young lads there that have sort of, you know, played the trade in England and been in and around some A-League teams. So I thought it was a great fit for me to go there and, you know, sort of help mentor them and be a leader, which they've sort of really lacked. And I think the holding midfielder broke his foot, so after speaking to the manager, Jacob Timpano, I just thought he was a really young coach, and I really wanted to go there and help him. But yeah, it's sort of, you know, I think the difference between the levels below and the highest level, it's not really athletic. It's a lot of time, it's just decision making.
Right.
And, you know, again, like I say, it was definitely a good level and surprised me that, you know, some of the players down there. But it just shows that we've only 10 A-League clubs in this country. There's definitely scope to get more A-League teams because there's definitely players that are, you know, good enough and chomping at the bit to play in the A-League.
When you're done in Wollongong, has Sean Millencamp talked to you about joining the Cougars? Carry on, mate. Is there any chance you'll get down and play a game for the Cougs? Surely he's had a word to you and just said, you know, come on down.
You know what, honestly, like, I'll be 36 to start of sort of the next A-League season, but, you know, play NPL for, I don't know, a year or two, and then, yeah, I'll definitely be looking at offers. I've already been offered a box of fruit from the guys at Fruit for All to play for
that's good.
Play for their team, so, yeah, we'll I'll still keep playing till the legs fall off, but, yeah, that everyday training, I've sort of been tough for the last sort of 12 months, that's for sure.
Well, mate, it's great to still have you on the coast, and like we said, a lot of love in the room for you on the night, and also to have you stay here on the coast. So it is great to see you sticking around, and you became an Aussie citizen. What? How long ago was that now, Aussie citizen?
Yeah, so that was on Australia Day.
Australia Day, that's right.
Yeah, it's definitely been been a good few months for me. But yeah, it's like I said, it wasn't an easy decision, but it's a role that I'm sort of really looking forward to, and sort of still been in and around the first team and sort of helping out, you know, Sean and with the youth teams and academies as well. So it's something I'm sort of really passionate about, and yeah, I'm looking forward to helping this club become successful and challenging in the A League again. And it's definitely looking forward to the challenge.
Nice work, mate. We look forward to working with you moving forward. From us all here at CFM, and behalf of everyone that's watched you play at the Mariners over the last few years, we just want to say respect and thanks for everything you've done.
Thank you, Monty. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. It means a lot.
Nick Montgomery here at CFM, a true legend of the Mariners, and his whole football career has been an absolute gun. So thanks for joining us here at C.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Exciting weekend for producer Rach. Picked up a brand new car, which is always a good time.
Got myself a deal on a RAV4.
So you got yourself a brand new car. You spent the rest of the weekend just aimlessly driving around because it's new wheels.
Yeah.
And that's what you do when you get some new wheels. Question is, what are you going to do with the old one?
Obviously sell it.
You come to me because I'm the master at helping get people deals. Yeah? How cheap are you willing to go? Give a price just yet, because we have people lining up to buy this car right now for 13, 12,
it worries
16.
Me.
They're all ready to get a deal.
Going, going, gone!
All right, going, going, gone it is. We have a bunch of people ready to buy your brand new car. We've got Luke in Mannering Park, Sam's in Baddow Bay, Danielle in Bluehaven, and Brad in Woongarra. So give us your sales pitch, and at any moment someone can buzz in and make an offer on this car.
Ooh, okay.
What have you got?
Someone's dropped out.
I'm not sure who that is.
Which is promising.
Okay,
so it is a 2011 Mazda 2 Neo Max. So it's the top range for the 2011. It is blue. It is a hatchback. It is a five-door.
Yeah.
It has got 115,000 Ks on it. Beautiful family car. If you want to chuck kids in the back, there's plenty of room. I've had plenty of people in it before. It's been well looked after. It's a 5-speed manual. It's a 1.5 litre. I've looked after it with services and everything like that. I can even get my mechanic to vouch for me on that one. Thank you, Ross Forbes.
I've had a lift with you to the airport before.
You have.
A little bit of a hoon, but I mean, you're a good driver. You're a good driver. Does anyone want to buzz in and buy this car at any point and make an offer on the 2011
Mazda 2?
Mazda 2.
Hatchback Neo Max.
Anybody going once?
$1,000.
I'll support.
No and no. I do not want a Nissan Pulsar for it, but thank you.
Brad, would you like to...
99 model.
Nope. 99 model. Who's making the offer there? All right, well, someone's got a terrible line there. So let's just work out who that is. I think it's Brad. Luke in Mannering Park, would you like to make an offer?
Luke's not there.
Let's go to Sam in Baddow Bay. Would you like to make an offer?
Just offer the policy if she doesn't want it.
You're gone.
That's terrible. Goodbye, Brad.
Would you like to make an offer?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I jumped in the car ready for work this morning, and all I heard was, if you want a new car, call 13, 12, 16. Or I called 13, 12, 16.
Oh, Brad.
Brad, you thought you were getting yourself a brand new car on CFM.
Oh. Hey, unfortunately.
You don't want to give it away as a prize, Rach?
No.
Okay. So, Brad, you're out of the game. You don't want to make an offer? Just any amount that
I can swap you a Hyundai i45.
Ooh. What year model?
It is 2010.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but I'm trying to sell it. I don't want to swap it. I've just got a new car.
We've had someone call through who's heard the details. Hello, who we got there?
Oh, hi, Susie.
Hey,
Susie.
Here we go. This sounds promising,
Susie. I like that you've called through, Susie.
You've heard the details of the car. Would you like to make an offer to our producer, Rach?
Oh, no, thank you. I've just got a new car.
Oh, Susie.
Well, what can we do for you, Suze?
Sorry?
What can we do for you? Why have you called 13, 12, 16?
Sorry, I thought it was something else that was winning.
Oh, Suze. All right.
Well, you name the price, Rach, because you haven't put the price. No, you haven't put the price out there yet.
No one even wants it without the price.
Give the price.
The price that I've got on it at the moment is 9.8.
Would you take 6?
It's negotiable, and no, I would not take 6.
5.
No. You're going lower.
Well, you've got to hit him with the hard
ball. It's a 2011 model. It's a good car.
8.
No.
What?
Maybe.
We've got a maybe on the eight.
Maybe.
We've got a maybe on the eight. Come on, is it going once? Anybody going twice? Yes, it is.
Going.
You can't just play it and make it sound like it's gone. No one wanted it.
There's more calls coming through, Rach. We're going to take him. We are going to sell this car this morning.
It's done.
This is the deal of a lifetime, guys. I will throw in tickets to Baywatch preview screening if you just take this.
People are just
going to
call for the Baywatch tickets.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Daniel Lloyd from the Killarney Vale Bombers. Let's just get a listen to the goal he kicked for GWS in his debut game against Collingwood over the weekend.
Across the face. And it doesn't roll through.
Oh.
And Lloyd! First goal in AFL footy. And look at him come from everywhere. It's been an amazing path. His cheer squad's gone off.
Oh, have a listen to that. He joined us on the show right now, Daniel Lloyd from Killarney Vale. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We're good. How's it feel listening back to that? Your first goal in AFL footy in your first game.
It's still pinching myself, I guess. The fact that I'm in this position, be able to play the game. But, it's the first time I've actually listened to it, so it's good to hear it.
Dan, you're obviously a coastie from Killarney Vale. You had the whole Killarney Vale Bombers go down there. And, of course, obviously when we're coastie proud of everyone. We're rowdy. Did that make it harder for you? Did that make you more nervous knowing that you had the rest of the club there, or did that help you a little bit?
No, it didn't make it harder. It's good to have all the support there. Actually, I think they rescheduled a game from Saturday to Friday to actually be able to get there. So.
Really?
It was good to have all the support there. I was already nervous enough, so I think having them there probably helped me a little bit, just hearing them call out my name, but no, it was great to have the support.
It's a little bit hard to hear. I don't know if we're on a hands-free or something, Dan. It's a little bit muffled. Is it possible to change that, or are you driving or something at the moment?
No, I'm just on my phone normally.
Oh, okay. Maybe need a new phone, Dan, now that you've played a game of footy. You can get yourself a brand new iPhone 7 or something. Hey, now talk us through, because you've been on the rookie list for a while. You moved to Melbourne. You came back and you've landed at GWS, which is good because you're close to home. But do you ever get to a point where you're on a rookie list where you get to that moment and you think, do I keep pushing here? Did you feel like you were close to a game, or were you close to pulling the pin on the whole thing?
No, I've definitely come this year, I sort of knew I was thereabouts. So I knew I was close to playing. So over the last sort of 5 weeks, been playing NEFL and just sort of knew I was thereabouts. So I just had to wait for my opportunity to come up. So no, it's always an easy decision to play, to stay and play footy and keep trying. And I just knew that I was getting close. And I'm just finally relieved, I guess, to be given the opportunity, and hopefully I can keep stay on the side and keep performing.
Because I watched an emotional video on the GWS website where you broke the news to your partner who works at the club, and she got quite emotional. She started to cry. So, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, you stick out long enough and when it all pays off, it all works out, you know?
Yeah, that's right. It was, it was a special moment being able to tell her, because she's been there through the ride and she's been a great support for me and our journey, and she had no hesitation in picking up the family and moving them to Sydney, and it's been a long and a hard journey, but it's been rewarding now that it's sort of come to a point where I've been given the opportunity to play, and we can sort of see all the hard work put into place, so it's a great feeling, and it's great for our family, and I look forward to the future.
And, Dan, you actually had an incredible debut. You had 17 possessions. You kicked a goal. The Giants came from behind to win by 4 points. We're putting it all down to you, Dan.
Or you, mate.
it was a very intense game, and I remember being, halfway through the last quarter and we were down a few numbers on the bench, and it was just a grind to the end, which was, I think it made it that much more special, because it went down to the wire, and it was great to be a part of a win like that, especially in a first game.
Well, you've done something, mate, because we've got an email through here that says, get down and watch you this weekend. So you got back-to-back games. I don't know if they've told you that or not yet, but you're definitely playing, mate, according to what they've sent us.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's what's set in stone. So I hope I get another opportunity, and it'll be great.
another game.
You'll be there. So what, that's this Saturday, Spotless Stadium against Richmond.
Richmond, that's right. And if you want to jump on board, support Dan and support GWS, you can go to membership.gwsgiants.com.au and you can become a member of
If you don't follow AFL footy, just take, I know because Dan, you guys are playing Richmond this weekend, take a look at the last 2 minutes of the Richmond Freo game at the MCG on the weekend just gone. Richmond hit the front and then Freo come back and kick a goal after the siren. That is what you're getting in AFL footy. And hopefully you guys can get a win over Richmond this weekend, mate, given back-to-back losses. Dan's checking out the game plan for this week.
He's busy.
He's hung up and he's calling. I've got another game, guys. I've got another game. Get down and watch me.
Everyone from Kalani Val will be down there again this weekend.
Yeah. Get some tickets and support the GWS Giants in the AFL. Nice work, Dan.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, you and your boyfriend Jacob.
Yes.
Lives in Darwin.
He does.
Darwin. Brought a little twinkle to your eye, that.
Yeah, don't.
You've only seen him once in the last few weeks. Yeah. Hey, you guys going to have children one day?
Yes.
Oh, you answered that quick.
We've discussed all of it.
Have you?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, going to have kids.
Yeah, going to get married, going to have kids.
Going to get married, going to have kids, 100%.
Yeah.
When? When are you going to have kids?
Oh, I'm not doing it anytime soon. Probably
wait a
in the next, like, 5 or 10 years.
That's what Jamie and I are looking at as well. Mm. We got engaged last year, so, of course, I'm getting pumped with all these Facebook, I don't know, as soon as you get engaged or you post a picture about it, you just get flooded with all these...
When's the children coming?
Yeah, videos and stuff. Like all the content on Facebook seems to change and go down that road.
Have you gotten a little bit clucky yet?
No, not really.
Not at all.
No, I'm happy to wait a little while. Because for the videos that I'm seeing, it doesn't look like... For the majority, I mean, I get it. You have a kid, it's great. But for the majority part, it looks like a tough time. Whenever I see my sister, she's like, man, I've had a busy day. Try having two little kids running around.
I go to my cousin's place for dinner every couple of weeks and they've got two. Ollie's three and Poppy's one. And I sit there and watch Elise and I'm like, how do you, what are you doing? You've got one arm over here and you've got the other changing Poppy and then Ollie's yelling in the background. I think props go out to anyone who's a mum or who's a parent because it's tough job.
I look after my little nephews and I'm buggered after an hour.
Yeah.
Like I'm spent. I'm done. You feel like you've got them under control and then the next minute you don't. You constantly got to worry about these little humans.
And I've seen your nephews too. The last time I saw your nephew, Harry, he was throwing things. He was just getting balls out and throwing them everywhere.
He's a crazy unit. Check out these two videos I found over the last 24 hours that make me think, oh, man, how am I going to deal with this sort of stuff? And it's just kids losing it over the most trivial things. Parents, they don't even know. Like, they've started filming it because they don't even know why their kids are getting emotional. Have listened to this little girl getting emotional over Jesus, and she doesn't know why.
Why are you crying?
Jesus.
What about Jesus?
Mommy, they down.
Why are you crying?
Because Jesus.
Because Jesus what?
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
So why are you crying?
My Jesus is gone.
Uh-huh, baby. I think you're ready for a nap.
No. Jesus wants me.
Because Jesus loves you.
That's the answer for everything, isn't it? I think you're ready for a nap. Just sleep it off. You don't even know why you're missing Jesus.
Oh, I thought that was cute. Hey, it could have been, the kid could have been screaming their head off. At least it was a little nice little cry.
But how do you, what do you say to a kid? You
exactly what the mum just said, go have a nap.
What about this one? This young girl's crying because she found hair on her arm for the first time. Oh. Have a listen.
What's the matter? There's a hair on your arm. Where?
Yeah.
Why are you crying? Pardon?
Jesus!
Well, take the hair off. It's just like a...
I like it!
Layla?
You take it off.
Just the hair. What's wrong with the hair?
No!
Oh, even the sound of that gives me anxiety. Just her squealing over the hair on her arm. I mean, come on. Is this what we have to put up with as parents? Is it worth it all in the end?
My brother used to run around the backyard screaming because he was bored.
Really?
That was it. It'd be like, I'm bored, God, I'm bored, 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 bored. And then he got angry at Mum because she started videoing it.
Because not all computers are created equal. Domain Computers, West Gosford.
CFM traffic.
Busy now, northbound Point Clare Station, Brisbane Water Drive up towards West Gosford. The entrance road looking busy, heading from Foresters Beach to Wamperal and through Erina Heights towards Terrigal Drive, Empire Bay Drive, Davistown Road building northbound up towards Avoca Drive, and busy both ways outside Arimba and Lizaro stations on the Pacific Highway. Amber's 20% off everything sale is on now. That's a massive 20% off all your indoor and outdoor tiles, pavers and stone. Hurry, sale ends this Sunday. Amber has the answer. I'm Erin. More traffic soon with Brian Gaundy on 101.3 CFM.
Hey, just quickly on that, 13, 12, 16, if you've got kids and there's anything, if you can top the trivialness of it, you know, just the lamest thing that you just can't understand why they're losing their minds.
That they've gotten upset over. There was one actually online, a little girl couldn't understand a corded phone.
A what?
A corded phone, like a, you know, the old, like a house phone.
Oh, the old school. Well, she had never seen one.
She was like, it's useless. Where's the app store? Yeah. What can I do with this? It was ridiculous.
13, 12, 16. I feel her pain, actually.
they're not that bad.
13, 12, 16, if you've got one you'd like to add.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Well, let's round out the show this morning on trivial things your kids have lost it over, because if there's one thing I know parents love to do, it's vent about their kids. And saw this video, this young girl crying over finding hair on her arm for the first time.
What's the matter? There's a hair on your arm. Where?
Yeah.
Why are you crying?
But she knows that, you know, all the stuff that ladies have to go through in life, she already knows this stuff. She knows it's coming.
She knows what's coming to her. It's just painful for her to realise that she's at that point.
It's intuitive. This young girl, she's smarter than we know.
Danny's given us a call in Hamlin Terrace. Danny, what's the trivial thing that your kids have got upset for?
Well, on the weekend, she went to a birthday party. She's five. And it was at McDonald's, and she ordered the cheeseburger meal, which came out with no cheese.
Oh,
Danny!
How do you get a cheeseburger meal no cheese?
No, I'm backing your daughter here. That is a disgrace. Cheeseburger without cheese? I would have gotten upset over that.
No, she sent it back, as a good little girl would.
Good girl.
Mm. And the girl that takes care of the party came back with the right one. And she says, you should have been out there initially and I wouldn't have had to have gotten upset.
Just demanding.
She's
I love
got
it.
Some mate, spirit.
Dan, I had something similar with my nephew Cooper. We took him to McDonald's and he wanted a juice. He wanted a pop top. So I got him one and he started bawling his eyes out and he's going, it's not a pop top. I said, mate, it is. It says pop top on it. You can't read. And he was just losing his mind. How do you ration with these kids, Dan? Have you got any tips?
Yeah, go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Get in the
you're
car.
Tired. Let's
you're going
go.
To sleep. What, me or the or Cooper? I mean, I needed a rest after that big time. Let's go to Megan in Narara. Morning, Megan.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, thanks for calling the show. What have you got for us? Trivial thing your kids lost it over.
My daughter was in the shower one day, and when she hopped out, you know how, like, your fingers go all wrinkly if you've been in there too long?
Yes.
I told her that she was getting old and she started crying.
Megan!
I love it, Megan. That is great. And did she, so she thought, well, she was aging very quickly and just started bawling her eyes out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, she's only three.
Megan, I have no sympathy. That is 100% your fault for that one.
Did you feel bad, Megan? Did you feel bad at all? Just a little bit.
I felt bad, but then I thought, don't worry, mate.
No, you didn't. You thought it was funny. Alicia's in Bateau Bay. Morning, Alicia.
Morning.
What are you going for? A trivial thing your kids have lost it over?
Well, my son's seven and he absolutely lost it for an hour one night because I wouldn't let him do any more maths. So I turned the maths game off. I wouldn't write up maths sheets for him and I wouldn't let him do any maths. I wouldn't ask him any maths questions.
What?
So I was the worst mum. He was telling me, you don't even want me to learn. You don't want me to be smart. You don't love me because you won't let me play maths.
Well, that's so a good thing in a way, I guess, that you got a kid that wants to learn.
It is. He loves maths, but it gets a bit much.
I'm surprised that you can help him with his homework leash because I've tried doing homework for year five maths. So it just goes way over my head.
Well, I work at a bank, so I think
There we go. Okay, that's all right,
you mean you deal with it at work. You don't want to have to deal with it when you get home.
No.
This kid wanting to crunch numbers all the time.
Exactly.
Hey, look,
exactly.
Everyone that called the show just there, getting tickets to our Baywatch preview screening, which is coming up May 31st.
No maths involved.
In Tugra. No, just sit back, relax. And you can enjoy Cinebuzz and earn free movies only at Event Cinemas in Tugra. Thanks for the call this morning, guys. We're back tomorrow with who's the local on The Voice tomorrow on the show?
Taylor Harrington.
Oh,
she'll be on the show tomorrow. So her voice audition, her blind audition, airs tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9.
Great. All right. We'll have her on tomorrow and Bree's back on deck. Have a great Monday.
See ya.
Be yourself.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy. CFM.